Everybody, this is Roy Holman. Still trying to clear up my throat, so forgive me on that, but it's getting better. So this is Soulful Warrior, and the date is, about June 23rd, I believe. I've lost track a little bit. It's Wednesday, whatever that is. And we've been out having fun and jumping into cold rivers and backpacking and camping. My partner and I, over the last few days, having some summer fun. The weather's been so beautiful. So today I'm going to focus on the good news. I know what's going on the planet can seem like all bad news, and there is plenty of that challenging stuff we can look at, acknowledge, face, and do something about, hopefully. But today I'm going to focus on the good news. I've been sharing a lot of the challenges, but I want to keep it very positive today. And I'm just going to share a bunch of the good news, things that are happening right now. There is plenty of good news, but the bad news seems to make all the noise. First, though, I want to just spend 1 minute. Just give me 1 minute to do a reality check on a couple of the stats that are coming through before I get to the good news. I don't think focusing on the positive, the good news, means ignoring reality, what's going on, but still keeping our energy up. So just bear with me while I share a couple of the troubling stats coming through, and then we'll talk about the good news. So over the last 29 years, there's been, in the U.S., 5,862 total deaths, according to VAERS, in the U.S. In the 4 months since the COVID vax started, 5,993. So more deaths in 4 months from this one vaccine than all vaccines combined in the U.S. over the last 29 years. And again, remember the studies, there was a study done in 2010 that showed only 1% of actual casualties, death, and illness side effects are reported to VAERS. So that's a sobering possibility that 5,993 might be just the tip of the iceberg, right? And of course, we're hearing nothing in the mainstream. And then added to that, if we combine US, UK, and Europe, there's been 21,000 deaths from the vaccine, they believe, and over 2,700,000 injured in the last 4 months. Wow. And meanwhile, just one state in the US, in Massachusetts, 4,000 breakthrough cases, people that are fully vaccinated come down with COVID. Wow. You know, my friend who had both shots, he said that, you know, when you think of 5,000 deaths and, you know, some breakthrough cases, he said, you got to understand that there's a, you know, maybe 150 million people getting the vaccine. So it's a small amount. Can you imagine saying that about, say, September 11th? Oh, 3,000, that's a small amount of people compared to the whole population. So it's incredible the spell many are under. One more on the difficult update news before we get to the good news. I don't know if this is good news, but this is troubling news. The Democrats are in big, big trouble. Most of my life I was a Democrat. I don't identify with anything anymore. But the Democrats are in huge trouble. The audits are coming up, and the Democrats are still believing much of the narrative, many of them, not all of them. They're believing a lot of the mainstream media. And I've heard, and I don't know if this is true, I can't confirm it, that 90% of Democrats are taking the vaccines, which I hope not. I hope I'm wrong. But if that's true, there's going to be a lot of ailing, ill, and potentially dying Democrats. It's really crazy what's going on. So we're going to see some huge shifts politically over the next couple of years. But let's get to the good news. First of all, humans are tough, aren't we? Oh my gosh, what we've been through. I don't think we even know yet what we've been through. As the truth comes out, we're realizing more and more. As you know, of course, one example, hearing about what's going on with the kids, but just what it just amazes me how tough humans are, what survivors we are. So we're going to get through this, and we're going to get it back together and connect up and create heaven on earth, in my view. Now, here's a quote from Eckhart Tolle in his book, Stillness Speaks. He says, at the present time, the dysfunction of the old consciousness and the arising of the new are both accelerating. Paradoxically, things are getting worse and better at the same time, although the worse makes you know, although the worse is more apparent because it makes so much noise. So I just wanted to say that as we talk about this good news, you might say, no, there's not that much great happening. But remember, the bad news makes the headlines, especially the mainstream, certain bad news, not some of this news, not some of the stats about the vax side effects, for example. But the news seems to focus mostly on the negative. They, you know, this is an info and energy war, so they're keeping things down. But the good news is coming through, and more and more and more people are seeing it. So let's just keep that in mind as we go through my little list I made here of good news. The shift is real. That's good news. It is accelerating, and it is unstoppable. And the sheep, we being the sheep, are awakening. And that's not a put down. You know, the Bible talks about sheep as the ones that are going to be coming out of this okay. So people are awakening. The flock is awakening. 2020, you know, I had a radio show called 2020 Vision. And I always mentioned to see is to be free. And I think, you know, some of us think, well, 2020 really, we didn't see much. We were all herded up and locked down. But if you look back, how many people got red-pilled? How many people did see a lot of it? Lots of people, my gosh, or various parts of it at least. So 2020 was a precedent. It was stirring things up. It started the Great Awakening in a way. Some more stuff. People are seeing Wuhan and Fauci and Gates and the plandemic and even the deep state, seeing through the mainstream media. The other day I heard somebody on mainstream on Fox News talking about Operation Mockingbird, you know, the CIA plan from the 60s, I believe it was, or 70s, about feeding information to the media, what they are allowed to report. But he talked about it openly. I just couldn't believe that. Operation Mockingbird discussed on mainstream media. And Tucker Carlson has been really doing some amazing stuff. So cool stuff happening there, too. Let's see. What else do I want to talk about? Here's another one. The WHO, WHO, now suggests no vaccines for under 18. If you're under 18, wow, I hope that sticks. But another little good thing coming out. Australia bans critical theory in schools. That's great. Everything is just backfiring for the deep state. It's such a beautiful time if we can hang in there. They can't hide anymore. It's like sweeping a dusty closet, right? It's all dusty and mucky, the fog of war, but you have to get the hands dirty as we clean up the old. The audits, that's good news, huh? 20 states now, representatives from 20 states now in Arizona touring how to do a forensic audit. Yippee. Here's another one. They could not censor us. You know, of course, they censored the heck out of us. And by the way, something that just popped in my head, they're calling patriots domestic terrorists. Think of that. How Orwellian. I talked about how they turn everything around and invert things. The patriots, the people that care about this country, are the ones that are being marginalized, censored, and considered domestic terrorists. It's really insane, isn't it? It's almost laughable, except there's consequences to that, but I'm kind of giggling because it's just getting so obvious. So again, they tried to censor us, but the alternative, or if you want to call it truth media, really, that's better, is growing. Digital warriors everywhere. I can't watch half the stuff that comes into my inbox every day. There's so much good stuff. You got to filter it, of course, but like everything. So they could not censor it. There's just too, the energy on the planet is going to reveal what needs to be seen. They cannot stop that. Lots of other stuff being exposed. The vaccines, of course, the 5G, glyphosate, fluoride, chemtrails. There's whistleblowers popping out everywhere. Frontline doctors doing great work. The Irish Light, I just heard about a new free newspaper in Ireland. It's a people-funded paper, they said. The first edition said on the cover, vaccine deaths soar. Not uplifting, but how's that for a truth headline that you won't see in the mainstream? So it's coming out. And then here's, you heard about probably the couple women, brave heroines, I guess you'd say, women that stepped off script, for one for Fox and one for a CBS affiliate. April Moss was the one for CBS. she was on. Both of these women were on Project Veritas. You can probably look that up. April Moss from CBS said, quote, "I don't think that this is journalism at all. I think this is propaganda being pushed on people," unquote. And Ivory Hecker from Fox, I think both women got fired. She said, quote, "Vaccines are a potential moneymaker for Fox. Fox gets paid for that. As a viewer, you need to look at who is advertising on this TV station." So this is great news that brave people are coming forth, losing their jobs, but knowing they've didn't sell their soul. It's so awesome. There's also more video footage coming forth on the January 6th situation at the Capitol, the police escorting people in. There's 14,000 hours that they have not let out, but at least we know about it. So it's falling apart, that whole narrative. It was a huge false light. Everything's getting turned upside down. Revolver News said that up to 20 co-conspirators were not charged. Some they were not even, they won't identify them. Some of them that apparently were FBI agents that were organizing this false flag. These are according to government documents. So that's falling apart. Another thing I just want to say, I think we're learning to save ourselves. I think there's been a lot of giving a big time. We've been disempowered for millennia and feeling helpless and waiting for Biden to save us, or some people waiting for Trump to save us. And there are some, there's lots of help. There's God. That's the main one. But there is white hats. There is an alliance. And I think Trump will be back. But I think we're learning that, wait a minute, we're not going to sit back on our hands. We have to do what we feel called to do. I'm making a podcast today. Some people I know today are down in Seattle at a march to save the children that are being exploited through this whole thing against trafficking of children, human trafficking. That's awesome. So however we can get involved, the whistleblowers, it's really awesome. We're learning to save our own butt. keep in mind, too, there were 200,000, last I heard, sealed indictments. Usually there's about 1,000 a year. Who is all this? Who are all these people? 200,000 sealed indictments. They're being, what I hear is released bit by bit so they can arrest and prosecute all these crimes against humanity, all these criminals. Not that I'm big on punishment and revenge or anything like that, but you got to get these people off the street, right? Let's see. The stats keep shifting. Now it's up to 40% believe Fauci's lying on Wuhan. I know it's not half of the population, but it's a big start. People are seeing through Gates and Fauci and Klaus Schwab. It's like, man, you just look at that guy and it's like, I don't want to judge, but it's like pure evil. He doesn't try to hide his evilness. Here's another one. Well, Nickelodeon has been sexualizing kids big time on some of their programs, which is not good news, of course, but they've lost 2/3 of their viewers since 2017. Yippee. what do they say? Go woke, go broke. soccer fans, I keep hearing about globally, they're booing those who take a knee. I've seen several clips of people at baseball, Major League Baseball games, unrolling big, beautifully, professionally made Trump signs. Trump won signs. Trump won the election. That's great. I get the feeling, really, I don't know how you feel, but that Joe, and again, if you just tuned in halfway through, this is Roy Holman with Soulful Warrior. My email, if you ever want to connect, it's holmanhealth@gmail.com. My last name, Holman, H-O-L-M-A-N, health@gmail.com. And I get the feeling like this is just being acted out now. Like Biden, all this stuff of the not even in the White House. And I hear Washington, D.C. is like a ghost town now. I feel like there's grace going on. I feel like we're being shown at the appropriate pace. And nothing, you know, all these crazy Biden policies, they're not going to seriously hurt us. I think the good guys will be back and the shift will continue, the awakening. And even though it's really mucky and messy and uncomfortable to watch, I think it's going to get all turned back in a positive direction. So my gut is basically that the red pilling is happening at a perfect pace so it doesn't cause so much trauma, and that the bad guys don't, in their panic, don't do something hideous. I think there's so much grace around this whole pace of the Great Awakening. That's my gut. I'm going to continue. I got a few more good news. I ain't done yet. There's the topics of medical freedom are just at the forefront, informed consent. We're seeing, here's a person, maybe a personal one. We have a chance to see our own shadow as we go through our fear and, you know, the BLM thing. There was a lot of shame and white guilt and stuff. There's all kinds of stuff getting popped up. Everything is an opportunity to heal and rise with this new energy. Just wanted to add that in there. Keep meditating, do your spiritual practice. Another one, we're seeing the depths of the social engineering, the programming, the spells, of course. We're seeing our polarization, which is real, but sometimes created. They're trying to divide us big time, right? We also, with the whole lockdown thing, by the way, it was atrocious and hideous and lots of casualties, but it didn't do what they wanted. We are unlocking right now. We are coming out. And there's benefits. People did slow down. They turned it into staycations in a way. We stopped working so hard, forced in a way. A lot of pets got homes. I heard how many millions of pets got homes this year. Some relationships actually improved with the lockdown. We kind of forced to look at our stuff and connect. And we even got a chance to witness the earth recover, see the regenerative ability. And that's important as we make the shifts here with the technology that'll be coming forth. We will be able to clean up this planet, I think, quicker than we could have imagined. And I think we're also, many are seeing the the BS around the climate change. Yes, there's some truth. Obviously, there's some environmental issues we will be cleaning up. But the climate change is one of the main narratives now being pushed forward to control us, enslave us, New World Order, etc. Also, I see the shift around patriotism and people starting to, like myself, I always hated the flag stuff and the patriot type stuff. And now I'm feeling this pride in our country. I appreciate the Constitution and the relative freedom we have. And I'm seeing the value in those who are really appreciating what we have and want to defend it and fight for it. Of course, exposing the sex trafficking and the pedophilia is the big one that a lot of people still aren't facing, but more and more, like I mentioned, the march today down in 5 cities around the country, including here in Seattle. Cleaning up the dumps, the deep underground military bases, is going on as we speak. Many blacks, in my opinion, are seeing through BLM, seeing that George Soros and white corporate America is behind some of that. Seeing through Antifa, the support I hear for BLM is dropping incredibly. Seeing some of the hypocrisy going on. One of the leaders just got her 4th house in an exclusive neighborhood and all this stuff. It's just crazy. Another one is they couldn't start World War III. They wanted to. They wanted as much chaos as possible, but it keeps backfiring. They've created plenty of chaos, but not as much as they would have liked. Okay, just a few more here. This one's a little woo-woo, but I've heard and feel that there's plenty of help. Call it God, call it grace, but also with our neighbors around the universe, call them ETs, whatever you want to say. There's been lots of evidence, witnesses that they have helped us block nuclear catastrophes. I also feel, I believe that, by the way. I also believe that they're helping with COVID and the vax. I think they're working with the Alliance and the White Hats around this, but I think they I've talked about this before. I think they buffered COVID and the vaccine to some degree. And as horrible as the vaccine, I believe, is, and there will be lots of casualties, there is free choice, and somehow I feel like it's all okay. Remember, we're spirits. We can take a new body. There will be some suffering. There's definitely some casualties, collateral damage from this big, colossal cleanup we're going through, this great awakening. But we're getting lots of help. So lastly, a few things just on a more spiritual note, I guess. You know, I read a book, I think it's called The End Times, and just recently just finished. And well, she did a lot of homework. I think her name is Melissa Red Pills the World. That's what she calls her last name. Very beautiful energy this woman has. But she gets a lot of downloads. But I thought it was a beautiful book. And she kind of goes into Revelations. And you know, Revelations is hotly debated, of course. And it seems like it could be really horrible news and crazy stuff. Very hard to understand. But she picks it apart, and I don't know, it makes sense to me, but she makes it sound extremely positive what's going on, that God's got this, man, that there is no way the dark side is going to win. It's time. It's simply time. It's the end of the Kali Yuga. We're going into the Sat Yuga, the Golden Age. And anyway, really beautiful. I think it's called the End Times by Melissa Red Pills the World, if you want to check it out. But also, this is kind of interesting. Have you noticed, and I used to resist Jesus, although he seems to be chasing me everywhere all my life. But I've been checking out the Bible and talking to Jesus in my meditations daily, and it feels pretty good. Anyway, what I get the feeling is many people, I can't tell you how many I know, and friends of mine and people I talk to that are just turning, connecting with Jesus now. It's like there's something going on. And I think that's a good thing. I think the good and God are winning. That's the bottom line with all this. It's time. It's been prophesied. There's a cyclic nature to our world, apparently, and we've gone through some of the density. I guess we had to learn that. But I think evil's going to get its butt kicked for a while. And it's all one, of course, in the deepest sense. But in this world, there's a relative reality of evil, subjective and objective, Satan, if you will, acting out and playing out. And we've all got a little bit of this devil evil in us, perhaps. That's not who we are, but it's a world of polarity and duality. So anyway, the good is winning at this time. God's going to win. I am convinced of that now. And I think it's going to be revealing more and more in big ways. I think very soon. I'm an optimist, very positive, but I'm a realist too, a truther, and I feel it. I think this summer could be very exciting. And lastly, could this be the best time ever? I mean, can you feel that? As ugly, as messy as it, as disgusting as the mainstream media is, as hideous as the cabal is and the evil Satanists and all that stuff, could this be the best time ever? We've all suffered through this. Most of us are surviving, and all of us on a spiritual level survive. We're being offered the chance to, you know, Christians would use the word repent, but to atone, to make amends, to face our shadow, as I mentioned. There's so much grace being offered, so much opportunity. So let's take that. Let's meditate, pray, ask for help, and just open your heart if you don't agree with any of this, or that there is a great spirit, God, or a Jesus to turn to. Just try it. What the heck? What do you got to lose, right? And that's what I've been playing with. It's very fun. It feels real. And it's an exciting time to be here. Thank you for being with me again. This is Roy Holman with Soulful Warrior. And my website is www.holmanhealthconnections.com, H-O-L-M-A-N, healthconnections.com. My partner Liz and I teach a lot of yoga meditation. And now we're coming out of lockdown. We're doing retreats again and lots of other fun stuff in the works and the plans. So thank you for being with me. Have a beautiful day. I'll play my flute to say goodbye.